Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk program, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments at Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. Find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. And our thanks to Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care. You can go online to find out more about them at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. You're going to find out more now about something that is just a treasure here in York County. It's called the Anne Springs Close Greenway, and we have with us today the Communications Director, Elizabeth Bowers. How are you, Elizabeth?
Doing well, man. Thanks for having me.
So we need to get you reacquainted with our audience, because it grows just like the population of the county grows every week. So tell us a little bit about Elizabeth.
Well, I am an Alabama native, came to South Carolina by way of College of Charleston, met a Lancaster boy, and here we are 8 years later. We moved to Fort Mill in the last couple of years, but have just loved getting to know this area and raising two young boys here. So
I want to know, when Clemson plays Alabama, do you say Roll Tide or do you say Go Tigers?
I say Roll Tide. I say Roll Tide on all state schools in South Carolina that play Alabama. But my husband is a Gamecock fan, so that's always been.
So we have a broken home. I see. Good for you. Well, you all have had a very whirlwind week, have you not?
Yes.
The departure of Anne Springs Close surprised everybody, but I have to admit, that comment that she made in the hospital to the nurse or whoever, I guess I just saved one too many trees. what a great sense of humor.
I think everyone that knew Miss Close knew how funny she was. She could turn a phrase like no one else and was known for her wit. So it really surprised me not at all that she would have something funny to say even in that moment.
Yeah, for a lady who spent her life saying, you're not going to take that tree out. No, 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 no. If you're going to do this, you're going to move this project over somewhere else. She was all about the environment.
That's right. And when we've done major improvement projects at the Greenway, she was certainly passionate all the way through those to make sure that we only took down what was absolutely necessary and conserved as much as we could.
Well, I'm sure you've been asked this question several hundred times. First of all, I thought your memorial service yesterday was great. The people who spoke, the ones that I heard, were just great. I thought Erskine Bowles did a great job. What was the comment he made? She may have been born with a silver spoon in her mouth, but she spit it out as quick as she could.
Yes, that stuck with me, too. They all really did an incredible job, and I think, you know, something else that Erskine said was that, you know, her family is such a testament to who she was and the kind of life that she led, and it was wonderful to have so many of them there in person, along with the other hundreds of people who showed up and also watched online the service yesterday.
You know, we were commenting before the program started that one of the phrases that she always used as she got to know people that was repeated to me by someone here last week was something that her father, the Colonel, Colonel Springs, used to say all the time. You know, family, we have all of what we have here because of the sweat of their brows by all the people who worked for us to make this possible. And so we're going to return it back to them. And that's really been the legacy of the family, like forever.
Yes, I think you're right. I don't think anyone has ever met a member of the Close family and not understood immediately just how gracious they are, generous, and Miss Close in particular lacked any pretense. You know, she hated any kind of attention and certainly just wanted to be known for her good deeds and the things that she left behind in this community. So.
One of which is right across the street with the Close Scholars Program.
Yes.
The young man that was interviewed by the Observer, I've forgotten his name, Miguel something. He just said what that scholarship did for her, for him, and his association with Miss Close just changed his life forever.
And she really loved knowing them individually. You know, I think that's the other just wonderful thing about her, is that she made time for people and really connected with them. And I think they took that with them, you know, in their experiences with her.
So I'm sure you've been asked this question 100 times already. What is the Greenway thinking about in terms of how to memorialize what she did for everybody? I don't know why you'd have to. I mean, you got a whole big 2,000-acre Greenway,
that's right,
which is named right after her.
That's right. And, you know, I think what she would want most is to know that that Greenway is going to thrive in perpetuity, and we know that it will be there and available to the community as an asset forever. And anything less was totally unacceptable to her. So we, you know, that's the torch that we carry. And, you know, from a community's perspective, I think we have to continue to nurture it and support it. People are shocked to know that the Greenway runs at a deficit every year, $500,000 deficit every year. It takes a lot of resources to maintain 2,100 acres of nature, and to do so responsibly. To, you know, we have a lot of things that go unseen on our property. Of course, trail maintenance, but also water quality management, watershed management. We're looking at an enormous restoration project on Steel Creek watershed, to make sure that we are doing everything we can to maintain it and preserve its environmental habitats for many, many generations to come. And that is no small financial feat. So I think the thing that we can do first and foremost is to continue to support the Greenway. That is absolutely what she would want.
Yeah. So the Greenway, you know, some businesses have really thrived as a result of the pandemic. One of them is right here at Substation 2. The other is the Anne Springs Close Greenway. That's because right. Your numbers are like right off the chart.
An unintended consequence of this pandemic has been exponential growth in membership at the Greenway. We have been so fortunate to be a place for people to come during the pandemic and as things have maybe sort of resumed normalcy. But, you know, I think what has not gone away is people really enjoyed connecting with nature. They liked having an excuse to get outside. They enjoyed creating more time for it in their day-to-day life. And that's certainly the mission of the Greenway. And I think as we continue into this year and beyond, that hopefully those things will remain really important to people that have come to find the Greenway during the last year and a half. But you're right, our membership numbers have just soared, and we've seen so many new faces and people come to the property. And what perfect timing really for us to have just opened the Greenway Gateway, our front door, our welcome center, which was intended to greet guests that had never been to the property, acclimate them, and then push them out into the Greenway. You know, Miss Close loved to say that if you went a mile off of any one trail, you would feel like you were immersed in nature, that you could get far enough away from a highway or a major entrance to be really still and quiet in nature. And she's right. And it's a treasure right here in York County to have, you know, twice the size of Central Park. And as this region continues to develop, I think that green space will just become that much more important.
Well, for those who are new to the community, trust me when I tell you, had that barrier, i.e. 2,100 acres, not been put in place the way that Ms. Close did with her family, we could see Fort Mill overrun by development. But her whole approach was, we're not going to find green space after the development. We're going to create the green space before the development. And they, in a very orderly fashion, and this was no easy feat, she put together that large tract and preserve plenty of land around the track for things like Kingsley and Baxter and what have you.
That's right. She was really a visionary in that aspect, in that she chose to prioritize the green space and to let the development happen around that, and to choose really the most prime green space available. You know, it's no accident that it includes several miles of the Steel Creek watershed. It is an enormously rich ecological environment. You know, we find that things that happen ecologically on 2,100 acres don't happen on smaller tracts of land, you know, because the habitat just doesn't support it. So, you know, we're incredibly lucky for her vision, and Fort Mill and Rock Hill, the region, I think has a lot to be thankful for.
So when we talk about increased membership, do you have any numbers in your mind in terms of how much has grown?
It's more than doubled. We had about 8,000 households before the pandemic, and we're about 17,000 households now. That's more than 60,000 people who are members of the Greenway. A lot of that represents families, and we pride ourselves on our ability to kind of meet people at all walks of life, but certainly it is a family place. We have lots of programming that's geared towards families, but of course what we've seen during the pandemic has just kind of been that basic use, you know, just what the property was originally intended to do without any kind of programming or events. You know, it's the hiking trails, it's the biking, it's the dog walking. Those are the activities that have really been the most popular.
Chuck Flink, who you know very well because he was one of the masterminds, Ms. Close,
that's right,
to develop the Greenway, and he works now with the county on this Riverbend project along with Dan Dodd. I'll never forget when he threw out these national statistics. By far, the number one activity, I don't care what park it is walking.
Yeah.
People want to walk, like 60% of the people want to walk, and you can have plenty of places to walk at the Anne Springs Close Greenway.
That's right. You know, when Ms. Close set out to save this land, it was because so much farmland and open space was diminishing. And I think now also what we've seen is a coupling of smaller home lots. So your backyards are smaller, right, or you may live in an apartment or multifamily unit. So your own green space has shrunk perhaps than what you had or knew growing up. And I think the Greenway is just an extension of everyone's backyard. You know, it's the place that they can just come and casually recreate. You know, it's a lot of folks come to run, you know, and you do your own solo activity or it's a family activity. I think you see a lot of both.
So when you have numbers like you have, your membership has doubled. Do you get concerned that rate of growth is going to have an unintended adverse impact on the Greenway? Because my guess is most of the people are kind of doing the same type of activity and not really experiencing the whole 2,100 acres.
That is true, and we have been concerned about it. You know, one of the things that our Board of Managers is tasked with is finding a balance between being a regional destination and being a nature preserve, you know, because our mission is to first and foremost protect the land and conserve it from an ecological standpoint, but it's also to connect people to nature, and we have to strike a balance in doing that. And so we, you know, I think that's something the board's really looking at in the next 6 to 12 months to kind of identify ways that we can continue to improve our own infrastructure to match the growing demand. You know, parking is not a particularly exciting thing to talk about or think about building, but, you know, parking is an incredible resource that we don't take for granted on the Greenway. So,
and I understand there was another interesting story from Mrs. Close. Because when you park there, you park on a gravel lot.
That's right.
And they got some bumpers there to keep cars from smacking into each other. And I heard a story that when those bumpers were first put down there, she was not wild about that. She says, you're starting to mess with my place now.
Yes. You don't see much concrete on the Greenway, and that's very intentional. You know, I think some people pull up and they're like, well, what is this? And it's intentionally left very natural. So all of our entrances have gravel roads, gravel parking lots. It's really only the gateway where you see that formal paved space. And, you know, again, like I mentioned, I think improved infrastructure, what can we do to kind of keep up with the demand just right there in those hot spots? Because once people get out into the property, there really is enough space to spread out and all have room to enjoy it. But, you know, right there at those really popular entrances on those most popular days, what are we doing to kind of manage that and prepare best for that crowd?
And I would imagine that because of the success that you all have had with the Greenway, that you obviously are keeping your eye on other opportunities that others might be doing that would either complement or supplement or whatever what you're doing, because this population in York County is growing. I mean, we're right at 300,000 people now.
That is correct. And, you know, I think from a mission perspective, we want to see recreation succeed in York County, not just at the Greenway, but beyond. We believe that this is why people move here. You know, the Greenway has been cited by many corporations and certainly individuals for the reason or one of the reasons that they moved to this area. I don't think we're unique in that. We need more outdoor recreation spaces. We need more connectivity in our communities to give people what they moved here for, you know, to kind of continue to lean into what makes the quality of life in York County so wonderful.
So when you hear that the county is jumping into what they're have jumped into, called the development of a new park, you get a smile on your face.
We do. I think some people could construe that as competition. There is enough for everyone in York County to enjoy. We are really grateful and thankful that the county has chosen to align with people like Chuck Flink and Dan Dodd, who we believe are experts really worldwide into how to create these green spaces. And, you know, Chuck has been part of the strategic plan with the Anne Springs Close Greenway from the very beginning. We're getting ready to undergo an update again to our strategic plan that Chuck will be involved with. So, you know, we really believe strongly in the people that they have in place and the way in which they're going about it. And we're excited. We think that it's just going to be another reason to move to York County.
That's the truth. And you cannot overstate the importance of this quality of life factor. I mean, it's there. We heard it from these major companies, Lash and LPL, when they announced their openings here years ago. And they said at that time, one of the main reasons is that Anne Springs Close Greenway there. And all the recruiting that they're doing now for all these new industries and businesses, same story, exact same story.
And I really believe it will be a community effort to live up to that, to continue to provide that quality of life that we've kind of become known for. And certainly that the Close family had a lot of hand in developing, but you know, the next 25-50 years, we want that same quality of life, and I think continuing to double down on outdoor recreation and what we can do, connectivity, providing extra places for people to recreate, walk to places instead of having to rely on vehicles is going to be that much more paramount.
Well, when you think about what you all are doing, what the county is doing, all these sports amenities that the city of Rock Hill has, town of Fort Mill has, Tiga K has got them. I mean, there's plenty to do here. Absolutely. And we all have this great big river
that
flows right through us, right?
That's right.
All right, we're going to take our mid-program break. Remind everybody that you are listening to Straight Talk, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments of Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors online at AndersonGriggs.com. And our thanks to Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. Now, does she remember the magic? She does, yes. Fresh subs and salads 7 days a week here at Substation 2. Magical way we do it at the count of three. Are you ready? One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice.
Garden, garden, garden. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
Save on your monthly mortgage payment with a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage from Founders Federal Credit Union. Take advantage of low rates while they're still around, and you'll also have no private mortgage insurance costs. The application process is easy, and your mortgage is serviced completely by Founders and always stays with us. Relax, you're home. For more, visit foundersfcu.com/30. Membership qualification required. Credit evaluation, underwriting requirements, terms and conditions apply. Institutions, NMLS identifier number 410-646.
Water, fire, mold, and storms cause property damage every day. When it happens to you, it's no time for second best. That's why insurance professionals trust the locally owned and family-run Paul Davis Restoration of Rock Hill. This is Gina Rogers. Paul Davis is committed to providing extraordinary care while serving our neighbors in their time of need. Our team is highly qualified and trained to handle each situation with care and professionalism. When disaster strikes, call Paul Davis. We are here to help. 329-1140 or pauldavisrockhill.com.
When your health needs attention, you'll find compassionate care at Piedmont Medical Center. We make it convenient to treat emergencies with online check-in and locations in Rock Hill and Fort Mill. Or if you live with a heart condition, our cardiologists provide advanced treatment options to help you live better. And for pain that slows you down, a minimally invasive surgery can help speed you on to recovery. We are your community built on care.
PiedmontMedicalCenter.com.
We're glad to see things are getting back to normal, and it's great to see everyone eating in and us getting a chance to catch up with y'all. This is Charlie Ruffalo. If you don't have time to sit and enjoy your lunch with us, I would suggest you order online at MySubstationII.com, and you can be in and out of the store in under 5 seconds. Just give us enough time to make your order before you arrive. We're open Monday to Saturday, 10 to 10, and we're still able to do catering 7 days a week. Once again, I want to thank you for your support through this pandemic. It means a great deal. Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop. The Communications Director for the Anne Springs Close Greenway, Elizabeth Bowers, is with us. And so fitting that you're here today after... What a weekend. What a weekend. But I think everybody will remember Ms. Close with a big smile on her face because that's just who she was. I mean, and she lived 95 years of age. That's great.
Right. And she would want nothing less. So,
can you imagine climbing Kilimanjaro? Not once, but three times?
I know.
Did she make the summit each time?
Yes, and did it all in her 80s.
God, and then she was it? No, it wasn't Kilimanjaro. She did another hike with her hiking partner who had a stroke or a heart attack.
Yes.
And then she had to find her way back down the mountain.
I know. That has been several years ago now, and I had almost forgotten the details of that story and was just amazed again in reading about that. The woman that was completely blind managed to make it down, used her rusty German to get people back up the hill so that they could get it all resolved. I mean, just an incredible woman.
Something. All right, so speaking about this incredible woman, we talked briefly about the fact that there's a scholarship program over here at Winthrop, Close Scholars Program. But you're looking at doing something else like this associated with the Greenway.
Yes, one of the programs that Ms. Close loved the most was the scholarship program that we provide at the Anne Springs Close Greenway. It's called the Leroy Springs Bridge Program, and it actually serves all of the Leroy Springs and Company entities in their efforts to bring people to our programming. So we have the Anne Springs Close Greenway. We also have the Flyers After School Program, which is the Fort Mill After School Program in every Fort Mill Elementary School, which is now 11. Started as one, now it's 11. So, you know, Ms. Close was really passionate about the environment, but she was also really passionate about bringing people to nature and creating conservationists in our youngest generation. And the way to do that is to bring everyone to the Greenway, regardless of socioeconomic status. And so one thing that we have been really focused on in the last couple of years is making sure that when people know that the Greenway has a financial assistance program, and it's called the Leroy Springs Bridge Program, anyone can apply. You are automatically qualified if you already receive a free and reduced lunch letter. We've really tried to remove barriers from people being able to get to this program who need it. And certainly in the last 2 years, we've also seen a lot of special need. You know, one of the other things that we do is evaluate just based on circumstances. So for all of these people who have been impacted in the pandemic, who are trying to regain normalcy in their work life, you know, all of those people should know and hopefully reach out to us if they feel like they may be a fit for our program. And the wonderful thing is that it first and foremost includes a family membership to the Anne Springs Close Greenway. So anyone that participates in our Leroy Springs Bridge program will become a member, and not just that individual, but their whole family. And, you know, we also want to bring kids to our summer camp programs, our equestrian programs. She was incredibly passionate about that. Giving kids an opportunity to do things outside of nature that they would not otherwise get a chance to do. And we had already planned to fundraise for the bridge program in our last quarter and for that to be kind of our end of year push. And we have decided that that is all the more fitting now because that is absolutely the program that she was most passionate about.
Interesting. So people who contribute to this, if you give $100, $200, $500, whatever it is,
All of that money will be earmarked to support a family in need.
All right. And did I misunderstand you? You say that by making that donation that you're going to get a membership with that?
No, no, no. So if the families that participate in the financial assistance program, if you qualify for financial assistance, the first thing that we do is give you a family membership.
Gotcha. Yeah. All right. Well, you know, it's interesting that these scholarship programs, I know the YMCA has one like this, and the whole purpose is the same thing you're talking about. It's allow everybody to have access to some type of recreation, because it's amazing how it can change your mindset. Just getting away from everything you have to deal with and being able, in the case of the Y, to get on a treadmill, or the case of the Greenway, to go out and take a walk on that 2,000 acres. I mean, it just can get your head straight.
That's right. And, you know, the great thing, too, about our programs is that we see a lot of crossover. So there may be families that are participating in our Flyers After School program. They're looking for a safe place to put their children in the hours after school, so that they can either look for employment or work a full-time job and not have to worry about where their child is in the afternoon. Those kids can also participate in summer camp programs on the Greenway that take them, you know, outside of the confines of a school cafeteria, and get them outside. So, you know, I think we want to be there and meet people's needs wherever they are, and the Bridge program is certainly intended to do that.
Have you thought any more about, for those who are in these particular circumstances, physically getting to the Greenway to take advantage of this? Because I don't think there's public transportation in Fort Mill.
There isn't, and you're right. Transportation is a barrier. We've worked a lot within some of the communities just in Fort Mill to try to provide access either through our own bus. The Greenway has a bus. So through our own transportation or through community partnerships, we've worked a lot with the Historic Paradise Foundation and others to try to bridge the gap between what are the barriers that keep people from coming to the Greenway, and identifying what those are and trying to resolve them.
So we've got a minute or two left. Again, for those who are brand spanking new to the community, we're sitting here talking about this Greenway. I don't have a flyer in front of me, but I know you've got it burned in your brain. Just run down a list of the things that happen there every day that people could be involved with.
The first thing that I tell people about the Greenway is just the sheer scope of the size. It is an enormous nature preserve, 2,100 acres of protected green space, in the middle of a rapidly developing suburban area. So first and foremost, it's a place to visit. And we encourage people to come to the Greenway Gateway. That's our front door to the property. And from there, really get acclimated onto what activities they can do on their own, because that includes anything from hiking, the 36 miles of trails that we have, horseback riding. We also have mountain biking, in addition to the full calendar of events that we have every year, especially in getting back into this year and out of last year. You know, our calendar resembles more of what it would in a typical year, and we do a lot of things on property. So membership is not just outdoor recreation. It also includes a lot of great member benefits like our events, our summer concert series. A lot of our programs are free or heavily reduced for members. So there's benefits to being involved as a member, because it tends to encourage people to find other places to get plugged into the Greenway as well.
Is the concert series over now?
The concert series just ended.
That's all.
We'll be announcing a new series going into the fall. We're not going to start all of that this year, but we have some exciting plans for 2022 and how our music series is going to continue to evolve.
Good. And don't forget, you can go kayaking up there as well.
Yes. We do kayak rentals through October on the weekends. So if you don't have a kayak, it's
okay. Don't worry
about it.
Come
on
out
and see us. That's right.
Elizabeth, thank you very much. Thanks for all that you all do at the Greenway. It's a great, great, great amenity. A great big piece of the infrastructure of York County. And we're so happy that the late Ann Springs Close and her family were able to do it for the community. That's
it. Thank you so much.
And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments at Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. Find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. One more time, fresh subs and salads 7 days a week here at Substation 2. The magical formula at the count of three. One, two, three. Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.